KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
You're listening to KHUM, Humboldt Grown Radio Without the Rules. And we have three members out of Ghost Train here. How many are there total? Four?
Seven.
Wow. Yeah. A lot. But Jimmy Foote is in here, as well as Jamie Carroll and Zach Swordlane. And how long has Ghost Train been around? It's been around for a little while.
2 years.
Two years. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and what got you involved with this group of people, Jimmy?
Well, I got a call one day saying that their other guitar player was leaving the band and that they were looking for somebody, and I came over and I was like, wow, this is great. Because I've been wanting to play, you know, more rock and soul and funk for a while.
And now you get to play some of the best.
Yeah, with some of the best people.
Sweet. And Jamie, you, for those who might not be aware, you were found by Zach at one point.
Yeah, that's right. I was, there was a video on YouTube, and then he contacted me. It was a little strange at first, but once I figured it out.
She thought it was kind of weird, and she didn't want to do it.
I don't know.
Why did you think it was weird?
Well, I just never really thought, like, that kind of question was going to come up where somebody was going to say,
out of the blue,
hey, I heard you sing a song, and you want to get together and talk about that sometime? You know?
Yeah, and you want to come on, and you get to pick a lot of the songs, right, together as a group?
The
ones that you cover?
Mostly Jamie picks them.
I do. I have something to say, but we all have the power, and we do veto if we have to, so there's a little bit of that from time to time.
What songs have you vetoed?
Oh, I don't know if we should say
people
that.
People have the power.
Fine young thing. People have the power, that's right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't know. It's hard to remember. We've talked about a lot of songs over the years, so.
Are there any that you're working on that you're going to debut on Saturday?
Kind of. We we've been practicing Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Oh, that's a great song. I love that song.
Yeah, I think that's our newest one.
Yeah. Cool. And this will be your last show with Ghost Train because you're going to school.
Yes, it will be.
You want to tell me about that?
Yeah, I'm at HSU as an international studies major, and so I'm going down to Brazil to do a third world development course or like study exchange.
That's about it. And you'll be down there for about 6 months?
Yeah, for like a semester. And yeah.
And what was this about a samba band?
Oh, well, what I'd like to do is study a little bit of Brazilian funk music while I'm down there, actually. So
that would be really neat. And then bring that back here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, make sure to go to Lawnstock coming up on Saturday. It's from 11 a.m. until 7. What slot is Ghost Train going to be playing?
We're going to be the last slot at 7.
Okay, so the big shebang, the big...
Yeah, the big finale.
Hurrah.
That's the way ZZ likes it.
Yeah, the big finale. Fireworks, dancing ladies on the stage. It's going to be quite a production. We actually have a sax player joining us, Julie Froblum. I should say that. Wonderful sax player is going to sit in with us for a couple songs. It's going to be a good production.
And the Ivory Rockers and Claire Benton, Citizen Funk, are going to perform, and they're always amazing.
And Paula Jones. Shout out. Love you, Paula Jones.
Oh,
so
yeah,
great.
Paula Jones isn't on the flyer. Yeah, she's wonderful.
She is. She better be.
Oh, no. Okay, well, so they're going to be there, and they're going to be so great. It's all great, though.
She's amazing. And that Buck and String Band and Bells of the Levee and Secret Club and, oh, yeah, she is on here in Timpata.
Right.
Yeah. I just, you know, sometimes I have trouble reading.
Just scared Zach to death. He's like, oh, no.
Oh, no. She's great.
We're proud of how diverse this lineup is. There's a little bit of everything in this lineup, which I think is really special.
And it's a benefit, which makes it all the better, because people are going, having fun, and also helping 7-year-old Marcelo Baker with his, you know, recovery from a major auto accident several years ago. And so do you all want to go ahead and play a tune right now?
Sure.
Chat some more in a minute.
I think this one is a good one. It's got good words for a situation like Marcelo's, so. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, oh. Daydream at the door of a long lost frame, and I cried aloud. of pride. I knew that I had reached the end. An old and lonely man saw me sitting on the curb. He reached out and he took my hand. He said, I know your song and I know your name. It's a low, low road. It's a low, low road. You gotta roll down.
Yay! Awesome. Thank you so much. Your voice is always so incredible and always amazes me with that.
Thank you.
It's funny, we never play acoustic guitars in this band.
I know.
This is like a first. We didn't even get a chance to practice. It's funny. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. I think everybody's adapting all right. Yeah. Jamie, just do me a favor and don't move so far off mic.
Okay.
Sweet. Jamie likes to move around a bunch. And if you see these folks out there...
She's got bare feet on. That's what you expect.
She's
barefooting.
I'm practicing. I get that a lot.
So the letter.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Give me a ticket for an airplane. I ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. I got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone. I'm mama going home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. She wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Ticket for an airplane. I ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. My baby, she wrote me a letter. My baby, she wrote me a letter.
That one's a really good one. Really, really good one. So, Jimmy, you also play with Kingfoot, and then you have your solo stuff. How you've been playing music for a long time.
52 years.
And you've been in Humboldt since 2001?
2001, right.
Yeah.
We moved up here and started Bongo Boy Studio.
And then you've been in Kingfoot for the last 5 years.
Yeah, but Joe five, and I have years. Been playing since 2002 together.
Okay, so soon
Joe
after you
got Joe and I
got
together
here.
every week for, like, you know, 10 years, and we went, you know what? Maybe we should go out and play out someplace. And so we went and played the Lager Bar, and then we went, you know, we could use a bass player.
And that's how Kingfoot...
And then we thought of Kevin, and the rest is history.
Sweet. Well, Ghost Train stuff, I'm really lucky to have such a talented guitarist with you.
Well, thank you.
And Zach, you were kind of the person who got Ghost Train together, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, sweet.
Saw Jamie on YouTube, and I said,
"Let's
she
make
should
a
be
band.
In a band." And this was her first band. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
This and you've been in bands before this, though.
Yes, I was in a band at Arcata High School in 1969.
And what'd you play? Do you have any recordings? That'd be fun.
We played Gloria and Louie Louie. I remember those two. Maybe the letter. Oh, yeah. Actually, we might have done the letter back then. That
okay,
would have been about
sweet.
The right time. Yeah.
And have you been in any other bands between, or are you just...
I was in a band in the 80s called The Convictions, and we had a number of attorneys in that band, so it got to be known as the attorney band.
The
but
Convictions.
Charlie Idle, the drummer for Safari Boots, was our drummer, and okay. We had sort of about a five-year run. It was kind of fun. Garage band. Noisy.
Okay.
Loud.
Did you have to litigate the end of the band?
No, fortunately, the other attorneys were DAs and public defenders, so we didn't get into that. But I got all the royalties.
I don't know.
There are no royalties in this business.
Yeah, I know.
I'm learning. Mercury Sky
That's
Records.
What
put
I
a plug for Mercury Sky Records. Yeah, we're waiting
That's
for some money.
Yeah, I always submit everything to the three places that are supposed to pay people: CSAC, ASCAP, and BMI. And yeah,
and they file it in you know the folder 86.
Yeah,
they must not have my address. I haven't seen any checks from them lately. But.
Maybe you should check in. They might have a couple cents waiting for you.
Ooh.
Ooh. But, yeah, hopefully they get their stuff together and eventually start paying musicians. But we're getting off topic. Lawnstock is happening on Saturday.
Talk about making a payment.
And, like, 100% of the proceeds, right?
Right.
Are going
no,
to Marcella
No
Baker.
Salaries, just overhead, and then the rest goes to the family.
So basically what you paid the park to rent it out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very nice place to hang out, you know. I mean, the weather's always nice, you know, there's plenty of shade and stuff, you know. It's a nice day.
And it's a sunny Blue Lake, too. Mm-hmm. And so you're close to the river, and you could take a little hiatus and go to the river and go swimming.
Yeah.
And then come back, as long as the mold... I haven't seen it if the green stuff has taken mm-hmm. over the river yet, but it's gorgeous to go down there anyway mm-hmm. and to check it out and just be in sunny Blue Lake. Yeah.
If I could just chime in, very short thought here. This event, I think, is based primarily on a passion for music by myself and the other musicians who are playing there. And I think we all believe strongly, it's almost a gospel thing for us, that music creates community, brings people together, and helps out people in need. So there's a bond there between the musical community here locally and doing something good for a local member of our community. So just want to get that out there.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what communities do. They come together and they help each other out.
Right.
And so thanks for coming on to talk about this.
Sure.
It's pretty awesome. And also to play some tunes. And I'm glad we got you in here before you're going away. And we got to get Kingfoot in here.
Okay. We'll come back.
We'll talk about it. I mean, it's been a while since you've been in here.
Yeah,
so overdue. But let's go ahead and play. You have one more song prepared?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Dark brown eyes, she tell him things that'll make a grown man cry. Policy woman took the love from my lover. He's been in her hair since the day that he saw her. Took her hips and her long black hair. Now all my baby does is stare at the gypsy woman. You like the way she makes you feel. She got you spinning on her medicine wheel. She's crossing me with magnetic sand. She hypnotized with a mojo. She got the medicine that everybody wants. She got the medicine that everybody wants. She got the medicine that everybody wants. She got the medicine that everybody wants.
Have you ever seen Grace Potter live before?
I did one time. I got to see her at
the Brit Festival,
and I cried. It was so good.
You should send her a video of you singing that song. Who knows if she'll even see it?
Yeah,
but you should send it to her.
I think that's a good idea. I do love her very much.
Well, your record label will take care of that.
Sweet, awesome. And, Lawnstock, Saturday, 11 a.m. 11 a.m. until 7.
It'll be a rockin' day.
Actually, until 8. We're going to start at 7.
Yeah. We'll be at 7.
So. Oh, okay.
A lot of bands. We have 8 bands.
So expect to just spend all day in Blue Lake, which is not a bad thing.
I think you should.
Drink lots of beer.
Get lawn chairs. All
barbecue.
The beer goes to Marcel, like not the beer, but the purchases from the
oysters.
Beer. And so, I think you should go out there and spend the day.
There's going to be oysters there?
No, you bet. Barbecued oysters.
Cool. What else?
There's going to be barbecue truck. Sammy's Barbecue will be there. Other food, desserts. I know there's going to be some kind of dessert table. It's pretty fancy. This year, real short, my wife and I did this event for 6 years. This year,
people came forward for five years, right? Yeah.
And this year, I got a call from an old high school friend of mine. She said, I want to be your organizer. I want to get a group of volunteers together and make this a big deal. She has 10 volunteers working really hard. CCC is coming tomorrow to set up.
Nice. CCC is a great organization.
I know. That's the kind of community support we're getting for this. So it's become much more, there's a lot more going on because we have more bodies to help out. So
who was the first beneficiary of Lawnstock?
God, you're taking me back.
I know, 7 years.
We had a young girl whose name is Shuri, her last name was, and she had a really aggressive bone cancer in her left or right leg. And she overcame it. But the family, it was a very, very traumatic event for them, and many, many trips to the hospital, many surgeries, and I believe she was the first one.
And so you decided to go ahead and get a bunch of people together to raise money for her.
Yeah, that's right.
That's amazing. And the whole Lawnstock has just grown because of community support for it.
Yep. Yeah.
So everybody should come on out and help out Marcelo Baker.
Thank you.
And help him out with his recovery efforts. And Lawnstock, one more time, 11 a.m. it starts, and we'll go until at least 8 o'clock on over at Perrigo Park in Blue Lake. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll get back into the music here in just a little bit. If you want to hear
anything, just give
me a call, 786-KHUM, that's 707-786-5486, or you can write into studio at khum.com, or text as well to 786-FOLK, that's 786-3655.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.